There's a bamboo that's native to the United States. It's called river cane, and it has an importance both for indigenous people and the natural environment. Roxy Todd of member station Radio IQ in Virginia reports on efforts to restore the plant.
On a Saturday afternoon, a group of 10 volunteers gather for a short hike in southwest Virginia. They tromp through mud and long grass. They're revisiting a patch of river cane they planted 3 years ago. Laura Young with the Virginia Department of Conservation says when they're babies, these plants look like mere sticks that fit in the palm of your hand.
They're just those little scraggly things like that. Now they're literally taller than us.
As she stands next to the plants that now tower over her head, she says they can stand up against invasive species and reduce damage from flooding.
River cane is really amazing for stabilizing stream banks. It's great for habitat for migratory songbirds.
This bamboo that grows up to 30 feet used to be abundant along rivers in much of the southeast.
And then there's also a lot of rare moths that we track that this is a specific host plant for. This is the only thing that those moths can eat. If this plant is not there, the moths are not there.
Since the 1800s, river cane slowly faded from riverbanks as farmers cleared it to make space for agriculture. It's now recognized as a culturally significant plant for many indigenous tribes, including the Choctaw and Cherokee, who use it for intricate artistic basket weaving. They've also been working to bring it back in Oklahoma, Louisiana, and North Carolina. Young says their work has inspired her to grow river cane here in Virginia. And these volunteers are committed to the project. People like Abigail Burgraff, who holds her 3-year-old daughter Susanna's hand. Their rain boots are covered in mud. She says her daughter learned to walk when they came out to weed this patch of river cane 2 years ago.
She'd done the, taking a couple steps and just started walking around. I was like, okay then, I guess we're doing that now.
She and others helped start the baby river cane plants on their porches. They nursed them in plastic sandwich bags till they were ready to transplant. Young says it doesn't take a lot of technical expertise to grow a patch along a riverbank.
This is something that a sixth grade class could do.
What began as 5 volunteers has now grown to 20.
I feel like the community's really excited about this because it's so important and you can see it working.
This year, this group planted 1,000 river cane along the Clinch and Powell Rivers. Young hopes next year they'll add more riverbanks where America's only native bamboo can grow again. For NPR News, I'm Roxy Todd in Lee County, Virginia.